Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor, and I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can make the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello and welcome. I'm excited to have Kledra Gross with us today. Super excited because she is an awesome person and a woman of faith in business. And this is what this podcast is all about, highlighting women of faith in business. And Kledra, I have known for a minute, but I am going to pull some things from her bio that really stood out for me. Kledra is a minister, author, speaker, and CEO of the Life and Business Academy. She also has an advanced degree in chemical engineering and nutrition, and integrates neuroscience, engineering, and biblical principles to help her clients, which is super awesome. And she also helps her clients to intentionally think about ways that they can increase their revenue, create systems of productivity. She's married, and the love of her life is Bishop Eddie Gross, and they lead Equipped for Destiny Church in Powder Springs, Georgia. So super excited to have you here with us for Women Faith Plus Business Podcast, Kledra. And anything that I may have missed that you want to tell us about, please feel free to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about Kledra Gross.
The only thing I can think of is that I'm grateful to be here, a child of God, serving and just being an example of what's possible with keeping God first. So that's it. I'm very happy to be here with your audience. Thank you for the invitation.
Awesome. You are so welcome. And I love that. A child of God. That's the most important things, right? When you read people's bio, all the titles and things in it, the most important thing really is that at the end of the day, we are children of God. So we always want to put that first. So I always like to start off with, the conversation that we're having on the podcast is always going to be around faith and business. And one of the key questions I like to ask people is, you know, what actually made you take the leap of faith to start your business? So let's talk about the very beginning. What made you take a leap of faith and say, I'm going to start a business?
Wow. And let me just say, it wasn't planned. So for those people who are out there thinking that they have to have a button-up strategic business plan, absolutely not.
Right.
My business was born out of the entire chapter of my life not going the way I thought it would go. I thought I'd be married once, have three children. I ended up getting a divorce, not having any children. And from that, the Lord took me on a really deep journey into the wilderness spiritually. And my entire relationship with Christ changed as a result. And so that wilderness experience gave birth to me wanting to bring that to the marketplace to help other women in those chapters of, I didn't see this coming.
Yeah.
So that's how it all started.
Yeah. I love that story because it's so true about the wilderness. You know, your pain is what turns into your purpose. And a lot of times we have to be in those wilderness years and then really realize there's some purpose in this pain. And for you, that actually birthed a business. And that is how you ended up starting your business through that pain and wilderness season that you went through. So that is awesome and so very true because I think so many of us go through that journey for sure. So when you talk about the beginning of your business and starting your business, if you think about how many years you've been in business now and all the ups and the downs, you know, because this is the reality. We're not going to sit here and sugarcoat anything. Business is not easy. And I definitely feel it's a calling. You have to be called to this work. So when you think about the ups and the downs of your business, what have been some major shifts or pivots that you've made in your business since you've been in business?
Major pivot, like I mentioned, coming out of that wilderness, I was still very angry with God.
Mm.
I was very reluctant to say Jesus. Mm. I, in fact, assimilated. I'm not proud of this season and would use words like the universe and God of my understanding. And the coaches that I hired at the time were of secular belief.
Mm-hmm.
And I was okay to be aligned with that because, again, my own personal relationship, I was angry.
Yeah.
Because things had not gone the way I wanted. And so it wasn't until 4 years ago, I've been married almost 7 years. I'm married as you mentioned, to a bishop and a man. Let me just say, regardless of the title, he's a man sold out to the gospel, uncompromising, sold out.
Amen. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so, you know, he challenged me one night. He said, you know, because I told him, coaches say you shouldn't say Jesus or you're not going to be invited to corporate platforms. And he said, do we even want money where we can't include Jesus? And it was that, I will say that's the largest pivot in my business, is declaring Jesus, not just God, but Jesus.
Yeah. I love that. You know, do you want the money where you can't declare Jesus and God? And I believe we've had this conversation offline many a time that, like, I'm so against this whole universe thing, right? And I understand why when people say universe, God, and then they list like 10 million other things, or, and then they put that asterisk, or whatever you believe in. It's like they're trying to cover everything. But I think as believers, it's not even that I think, I know as believers, it's important for us to put our faith first and foremost and use the words God and Jesus Christ to know what we are talking about. And people know who we are talking about and who we believe in. So I definitely appreciate that shift in your business because I think it's necessary as believers in Christ. Was there anything that you were like nervous about, you know, to actually start doing that on your platform?
That's such a great question. The thing that I was nervous about actually wasn't the professional side. It was the personal side because I had relationships with people, you know, that declare themselves as psychics and shamans and different things. And, you know, I had to really be prayerful about the direction of those relationships. And so that was the challenging part. Those relationships had to shift and some had to fade to black completely.
Yeah. And that's hard. Yeah.
It was very hard because it was a hard space, but I had to realize, and it was my husband. I mean, he's my husband. He's also my pastor.
Yes.
That spiritual component was going both ways. In my mind, I was like, I can bring them to Jesus.
Yeah.
Not realizing that the God they are serving had an agenda as well.
Wow, that's
and
deep.
What does the word of God say for me to do with people who declare openly a God that's not Jesus?
Yes, so very true.
It's not safe to be friends.
Yeah, no, so very true. It's something that we really have to think about. And not only think about, you know, this podcast is all about faith and business. And one of the things I always love to hear is people's backstory of their faith. You know, not everyone comes into the faith the same way. Not everyone stays in it the same way. So let's talk a little bit about your faith journey, how you became to became a believer. You know, what has your journey been, your faith journey been like since the beginning?
Since the beginning. So I was blessed to be born into a family where both of my parents were Christian, giving their life to Christ, loved going to church, and I loved going to church even more than they did. Mm-hmm. And so I had a great relationship, I would say, with the surroundings of what it looks like to be Christian.
Okay, talk more about that. Surroundings.
Yes, and what I mean by that is I love going to church because it was very social. I mean, only 2 years ago, it was very social. And I gave my life to Christ when I was 11.
Okay.
But I adopted a mindset that it was kind of like a do good and then God would do great things for me, almost like a Santa Claus.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Like a genie. Like you hear people pray for something and you get it, like that kind of genie and Santa Claus. Yeah.
And for a long time in my life, the things that I prayed for, I got. And the danger in that is that you actually think that's why that is happening. Mm-hmm. You don't realize that it's grace. And so it wasn't until I worked really hard for something and I couldn't get it that my faith really changed. And that season, that wilderness season that I mentioned, I thank God for it because that's where I really got to know the character of God and to really understand that my business, my marriage, my friendships, even this podcast, this moment, everything is for His glory. Everything. And that it is a relationship, not a religion.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
And even in the midst of this where you can't go to a physical church, it's just been an amazing time with God.
Yeah.
He's everywhere. He's not everywhere. He's in His children. And so it's just been a wonderful time to experience the Holy Spirit and the leading of His Spirit.
Yeah, and I think the key thing is really the relationship over religion. I think especially when you grow up in the church, I grew up in the church myself. From the age of probably six, I was going to church, you know. But I'd say it wasn't until my 20s that I came to the realization that it wasn't religion, it was relationships. And it was the relationship that I have with God, not just because I grew up in the church and we're supposed to pray and we go to church and socialize and we read the Bible and we study the memory text for the week and all those things. But it wasn't until my 20s that I realized that I needed to know God for myself. I had to know God for myself. And, you know, through a series of different things that happened in my 20s, I really began to lean more on relationship more than religion and the importance of having that relationship and seeking God in everything that I do in my life, including my business. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations about faith in business and being open with our faith in business. So I definitely appreciate that conversation about definitely choosing relationship over religion, right?
Absolutely. It's a big difference.
It's a big difference, especially when you grow up in the church. It's all you know. You know, at 10 to age of 11, that's all you really knew, right?
That's all I knew.
Exactly. So one of the key things I like to ask on the podcast is, how would you define the power of faith? I'm always talking about power and the power of things. So how would you really define the power of faith as it relates to your life and or your business?
The power of faith is the ability to stay anchored. That's where I say the foundational power. And what I mean by that is anchored when things are going well. Not, you know, usually when you say that, you think, you know, there are things that come with success that can pull us away from Christ. Mm-hmm. And so it's the ability to stay anchored. That's the real power of my faith. I would have answered that 10 years ago to force my way through things and to get what I want. But it's really to stay anchored and to have the wisdom to be still and have an inner knowing as you're being anchored that you will know what to do.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. And I think it's so important to be anchored, especially as entrepreneurs and business owners, because this is a roller coaster ride. Once you've decided that, you know, this is something that you're going to do, it's not easy. We've all seen those things where people are like, yay, business is great. I have a new client. And then 2 days later, oh, I lost the client and I don't have money in my bank account. You know, it's just this big emotional roller coaster. So I love the word anchor because it's telling us to anchor ourselves because we're going to have peaks and valleys in life, right? And in business. So we can't just go on that emotional roller coaster. And I know you talk a lot about the thought tree. I was listening to your podcast. I think it was just yesterday. I think it's the one that came out recently. And I'd love for you to explain a little bit, because that kind of goes along with this whole emotional roller coaster and our emotions taking us up and down and how we can be anchored. So you teach a little bit about the thought tree. So explain what exactly that is and how people can use the concept of the thought tree.
Excellent. So for those of you listening, if you just picture an apple tree, everyone can easily picture that. And so the fruit represents every result in your life. And so, but the root represents your thinking. And so your thinking, every thought leads to a feeling, a vibration in our body. Energy, you know, an emotion is energy in our body, you know. And so that's reflected by the trunk of the tree. I'm just giving you the orientation of a thought tree, just visually. And so if we're going up the tree, that emotion then gives rise to the branches, and those branches reflect actions. And it could also be inaction. You consistently do or don't do then gives rise to the fruit.
Yeah.
And so that's the thought tree, that your thoughts produce every fruit or result in your life. And so the thing that I love to bring people back to is that it's never the circumstance. You know, we're planted in a circumstance. You know, right now at the time of this podcast, COVID-19, circumstances are things that happen outside of us, what other people do, getting laid off, going through a loss or devastation. Those are all circumstances. And the reason they're circumstances is because we get to choose what we want to think about them.
Right.
And I really want to differentiate this. Circumstances don't cause our feelings. The thought is in between the circumstance and the feeling. So your interpretation of the circumstance through the lens of faith, the power of faith, this is where the anchoring comes through in. Even in the most challenging of circumstances, You can choose a thought that God is going to keep me.
Yeah.
That I've made it through 100% of my trials.
Right.
And that thought then is going to lead to a feeling of courage or anxiety. So that's the power of that decision of how you interpret what you're planted in.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's so true. And also when you were talking, I was thinking about the importance of being rooted in God's word. So when you do, when the circumstances do look crazy, like they have been since, first quarter of this year, 2020, at the time of this recording, you think of God's word, you meditate on God's word, you think of his promises, you think of who you are. So you're rooted and grounded and anchored in his word. So the circumstances, you know, they may initially affect you, but because you're rooted in God's word, it doesn't throw you off your game, for lack of a better way to say it. So you are still able to produce the fruit, like you mentioned in the thought tree. So yeah, I definitely appreciate that analogy. And I always love the visual. I know everyone's hearing us, but definitely the picture that you gave us can give us the idea of the visual. That is awesome. I love that. So one of the things I also always like to ask, because this is about faith plus business, is how would you define the power of business?
The power of business is about serving. Mm-hmm. So it is providing a service to the marketplace that has a value exchange. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the money part. Mm-hmm. And so the power of the business is bringing something that's value added to the marketplace that provides service. And guess what? You don't get to decide the value. The
person purchasing. Yeah. The person who decides to give you the cash.
That's right. The demand determines the value. And I highlight that because there's so much noise about charge your worth, and that's impossible. Mm-hmm. Your worth is grounded in Christ. Mm-hmm. So whether you know, the person who owns the Dollar Tree, I don't think has a value or worth problem. Mm-hmm. It's still a multi-million-dollar business.
Right.
Okay? And so I just want people to understand that, you know, especially with faith and business, that your worth has nothing to do with what you charge for your services.
Right.
That the power of your business is the impact and the transformation you can create in the person who invests in your services.
Yeah, I love that you said the power of your business is the impact that you make and the value that you exchange in the marketplace. And it's so true that as believers, we can't get caught up in what the world says about, like you said, knowing what your worth is or charging what your worth is. And I think the way that we began the podcast is a good example, because you said, I am a child of the Most High God. That's where your worth and your being exists. Everything else is what you're doing, right? But the most important thing is who you're being, which is a child of the Most High God. And, you know, being used in this avenue of being a business owner and entrepreneur is one of the things that you're called to do in the marketplace by providing a solution and a value and a service that people need and want and desire.
Exactly. And that also helps you with the highs and lows that you are mentioning, which are very real, that I'm not worth any less when it's a low and I'm not worth any more when it's a high.
Right.
That's why you can't be attached to that.
Yeah.
Be attached to the value you're providing.
Yeah. I think sometimes when you're a service-based entrepreneur in particular, especially as a coach or consultant, and you are the thing up front, it's like you're selling yourself in almost a way. So you start to feel like you're being rejected. You know what I mean? So you start to take it personal sometimes. So it's important for us to kind of separate business and ourself as a child of God and who we're here to serve and what to do in the marketplace versus the service that you offer as an individual. They're not rejecting you as a person. You know, I think that sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow in a way.
And I think that's a growth point. I do. I had to grow into that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it's important to challenge yourself to grow into that, because otherwise it will be torture.
Yeah.
Because like you said, no matter what level, there are always highs and lows.
Yeah.
Always. And you have to, that's why it's so, I tell people, be your first client every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you should look like you, the transformation you offer.
Yes.
You know, you have to reflect that. And
right.
So that's how you stay close to the work yourself.
Yeah, I love that. You should look like the transformation that you offer. Be Absolutely. Your first client. I've heard that, and it's so true, and that you are your first client. Well, we have touched upon so many awesome nuggets. It's always great talking to you, and you always come with a lot of nuggets, especially when it comes to faith and business and the combining of both faith and business. So I do appreciate everything that you've shared in the time that we've been together. What is one of the ways or the best way for people to reach out to you if they want to learn about more about what you do and how you help? What would be the best way for them to reach you?
Cleidra.com, and I highly recommend getting the Sunday Step. And that's totally complimentary. I send it out every Sunday at 7, and it includes one nugget of how to use that thought tree to make your life better.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I am on that list, so I do get the Sunday Step. And like I said in the podcast earlier, I was just watching her video yesterday about the thought tree. Always good information, always relevant, always reliable. So definitely go ahead and go to her website and sign up for that. Thank you so much, Cleidra. I do appreciate our conversation today and you taking the time out to be on the Women Plus Women Faith Plus Business podcast, if I can only get the name right, so we can have a conversation about the importance of women of faith in business. So thanks so much for joining us, Cleidra.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has been insightful and inspirational. Wherever you're listening, be sure to go ahead and subscribe to get the next episodes, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you want to discover 2 powerful ways to successfully plan your marketing so you can attract your ideal clients and prosper in your God-given purpose, be sure to text POWERFUL to 31996. Thanks for listening.